Welcome to Navin Field in Detroit, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Rip Radcliffe. Batting second. The second baseman, Jackie Hayes. Batting third. The center fielder, Al Simmons. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Zeke Bonura. Batting fifth. The right fielder, George Washington. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Jimmy Dykes. Batting eighth. The catcher, Luke Sewell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Les Tiche. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Les Tiche. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, JoJo White. Batting second. The catcher, Mickey Cochran. Batting third. The second baseman, Charlie Gehringer. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Hank Greenberg. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Goose Goslin. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Billy Rogel. Batting seventh. The right fielder, G. Walker. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Marv Owen. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tommy Bridges. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Tommy Bridges. And now, play ball. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a fly ball into right field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a fly ball into center field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. JoJo White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White takes first base on ball 4. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes White. The throw from Sewell and he is out, Appling applying the tag. One out. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer hits a fly ball into center field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura hits a fly ball into right field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes hits a line drive into center field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin hits a fly ball into right field. Washington settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel takes first base on ball four. Greenberg moves to second. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Dykes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen hits a fly ball into right field. Washington settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a pop-up towards short. Rogel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Les Tiche is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tiche hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0 for 1 in the game. Radcliffe hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, White Sox. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 1 in the game. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Tommy Bridges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bridges hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Simmons. Bridges reaches second base with a double. JoJo White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. White takes first base on ball 4. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0 for 1 in the game. Cochran bunts towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. Bridges moves to third. White moves to second. One out. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0 for 1 in the game. Gehringer takes first base on ball 4. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Greenberg strikes out. Two outs. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 0 for 1 in the game. Goslin hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Tiche fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0 for 1 in the game. Simmons hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 0 for 1 in the game. Bonura takes first base on ball 4. Simmons moves to second. George Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0 for 1 in the game. Washington hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Owen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Appling hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Simmons scores. Bonura moves to second. It's 2-0, White Sox. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0 for 1 in the game. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Bonura moves to third. Appling moves to second. Two outs. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 1 in the game. Sewell is walked intentionally. Les Tiche is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tiche is 0 for 1 in the game. Tiche strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Rogel takes first base on ball 4. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 1 in the game. Walker hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rogel moves to third. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 0 for 1 in the game. Owen hits a fly ball into center field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Rogel scores. One out. It's 2-1, White Sox. Tommy Bridges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Walker. The throw from Sewell and he is safe. Walker steals second. Tommy Bridges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bridges is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Bridges hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bonura scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bridges for the out. Walker moves to third. Two outs. JoJo White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. White hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Radcliffe hits a fly ball into center field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 2 in the game. Hayes hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Bonura takes first base on ball 4. Simmons moves to second. George Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0 for 2 in the game. Washington strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0 for 1 in the game. Cochran hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Gehringer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cochran moves to third. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Greenberg hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 0 for 2 in the game. Goslin hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cochran scores. Gehringer moves to second. It's White Sox, 2, Tigers, 2. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Rogel takes first base on ball 4. Gehringer moves to third. Goslin moves to second. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Appling takes first base on ball 4. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0 for 2 in the game. Dykes hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Sewell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Appling moves to third. Les Tiche is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tiche is 0 for 2 in the game. Tiche strikes out. Two outs. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Radcliffe takes first base on ball 4. Sewell moves to second. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hayes strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Owen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tommy Bridges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bridges is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Bridges hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Owen moves to second. JoJo White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. White takes first base on ball 4. Owen moves to third. Bridges moves to second. Joe Vance now pitching. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cochran hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Gehringer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Vance fields it, throws to the plate for 1, and over to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Simmons hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Bonura hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Simmons moves to second. George Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0 for 3 in the game. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Simmons moves to third. 2 outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bridges fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Greenberg hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Goslin hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Washington. Goslin reaches second base with a double. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 0-for-0 in the game. With 3 walks. Rogel hits a fly ball into center field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Walker hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Goslin scores. It's 3-2, Tigers. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Owen hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Walker moves to third. Tommy Bridges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bridges is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Bridges hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0-for-3 in the game. Dykes takes first base on ball 4. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Joe Vance is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vance strikes out. Two outs. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Radcliffe hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Sewell moves to second. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Hayes hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Sewell scores. Radcliffe moves to second. It's White Sox, 3, Tigers, 3. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Simmons hits a fly ball into right field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. JoJo White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-1 in the game. With 3 walks. White takes first base on ball 4. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cochran hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bonura fields it, throws to second for 1, and back over to first, double play. 2 outs. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Gehringer takes first base on ball 4. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Greenberg hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Vance fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Bonura hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Owen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0-for-4 in the game. Washington hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of White. Washington reaches second base with a double. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Appling hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Washington scores. Appling moves to second. It's 4-3, White Sox. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Dykes hits a fly ball into right field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Appling moves to third. Two outs. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Goslin hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 0-for-1 in the game. With three walks. Rogel bunts towards the mound. Vance fields it and throws to first for the out. Goslin moves to second. One out. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Goslin moves to third. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Walker hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Radcliffe. Walker reaches second base with a double. Goslin scores. It's White Sox, 4, Tigers, 4. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Owen takes first base on ball 4. Pete Fox pinch runs for G. Walker. Tommy Bridges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bridges is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Bridges is called out on strikes. Two outs. JoJo White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-1 in the game. With four walks. White takes first base on ball 4. Fox moves to third. Owen moves to second. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Cochran takes first base on ball 4. Fox scores. Owen moves to third. White moves to second. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 5, and Chicago White Sox, 4. Goodbye from Navin Field in Detroit.